actually, we're broadcasting from our St. Hubert's Cathedral Annex, our Baldwin County, Alabama remote studio, and this is the opening day of teal season in Louisiana. Also got dove season opening up in Alabama, and that's one of the reasons why I'm here, me participating in a hunt. Something else going on here in Baldwin County is called Hope on a Boat, and joining us to talk more about it is Captain Mary Michael. Mary, thanks for taking some time early this morning to join us. Tell us all about Hope on a Boat.
Thank you for having me. Hope on a Boat started about 3 years ago. My family owns Fairhope Charter, so we have 11 guides that take out 11 physically disabled people for a day on the water.
That is outstanding. And what ages are these people? Are they all ages, and what level of skill are they typically?
It's all ages. I mean, we have people from 10 years old to 45 years old. We have people that have never seen a fishing rod, and we have people that fish all the time. So there is something for everybody here. We feed everybody breakfast. Everybody goes out and goes fishing, and then we meet back for here for fellowship and lunch at the end and do a little award ceremony. It's just a great day.
Well, I'm sure it requires some specialized equipment to take disabled people out on boats.
It does. It does and it doesn't. We just take bay boats. So fortunately, we live on Weeks Bay, so we have boat lifts. So if the tide's not up and the boat's too low from the dock, we can pick the boats up and get everybody in safely. But really, we're just normal people just trying to make it happen.
Very good. You're doing some great work, Cap Mary, for doing this, and I know that's very appreciative from the folks that get the chance to go out. What are y'all expecting to catch today?
Oh, I hope to see some flounder, some redfish, hopefully some speckled trout. And if the wind lays down, I know we have a west wind that'll kind of beat us over here on the eastern shore. But if that lays down, I can expect to see a couple of triple tail hit the dock this afternoon.
Boy, that would be great. Of course, those type of trips, it's not all about a whole lot of fish, is it?
That's exactly right.
Well, Mary, if you would, I know you got an Alabama CCA event coming up, and we love CCA. Tell us about that event for people that would like to attend.
We do. Thank you. So we have the Eastern Shore Fallout on October the 3rd at Oak Hollow Farms in Fairhope, Alabama. The doors open at 6. We have very few tickets left, so if this is something you're interested in, we'd love to see you.
And how can they get those tickets in advance?
You can get the tickets by visiting us on CCA Alabama on Facebook, or you can visit our website, ccaalabama.org.
All right. And the location again?
It is going to be at Oak Hollow Farms in Fairhope, Alabama, located on Greeno Road.
Oh, wonderful place. Great setting for it. Well, listen,
yes,
thanks
sir.
So much, Captain Mary. Best of luck to you and the other captains and all the fishermen that will be going out there with you. And if you would, he told me he'd be listening this morning, but if he's not, say good morning and good luck to my friend Chris Riley.
Absolutely will. Thank you so much, Mr. Dubuque. You have a lovely day.
All right. You can call me Don anytime. Captain Mary Michael, Fairhope Charters with Hope on a Boat. What a great operation they've got going on, an event out there today. Hopefully they'll put some fish in the boat. Weather looking pretty good. Those winds just lay down just a little bit for them. All right. If you got a question or comment, report 504-260-1870. That is our text line. It follows us wherever we go. Got this one in from Cooney. He said, storm minnows are fat sleepers, close to gobies, but not a goby. They spawn in September, typically in aggregation. Yeah, and they do get released by the storms. I believe they are a member of the gobidae family, if I'm not mistaken. But it's been a while since I researched it. But I think a good name, storm minnows, fits them perfect because that's when you see them, when the storms come by. All right, coming up next, we're going to check in with Captain Mike Gallo, born on the bayou, we call him. He's operates out of a place called the Spots and Dots Lake House Lodge. It's on Salt Bayou Road near Slidell. And if he's not fishing today, he's wishing and thinking about it. And we'll talk to him right after this time out on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. You know, every week when we hear that music to introduce Captain Mike Gallo, we tell you about CETO. You know, they call them AAA on the water. And they have a product that you buy it, but you hope you never have to use it. And I'm talking about peace of mind is the main thing you get. But if you should need it, they'll bring you fuel wherever you need it. Tow you in 24/7, jumpstart those electrical problems, whatever it takes to get you back to the dock safely, wherever you are and wherever you need to go, check them out. It's CETO, and for $249, that covers you for a whole year, as many services as you might need, unlimited. And you can get signed up by calling Captain Chris, 504-301-4545, or go online and go to seatow.com. Like the name says, they tow you across the sea. Captain Mike joins us now. And Captain Mike, how does things go at the Spots and Dots Lake House Lodge with the passing of Francine?
Well, Don, we fared out very well. We spent most of the early part of last week evacuating boats. Myself, Captain Gene, Captain Drake, we all got our boats out of harm's way. So that was not an issue. We all got to high ground. And then we all prepared our homes. I got the lodge battened down and as prepared as we could be. And fortunately, no issues with Francine. Lots of rain. Had a little bit of surge. Got on the dock. I spent the last couple of days pressure washing the dock, getting that fine silt that comes up with that water. Got that all taken care of. In the next couple of days, we'll bring the boats back. And can't wait to get out there and do some fishing. Generally, these storms shake things up, move things around, and the fishing is generally better. So looking forward to getting back out on the water early part of next week.
You know, maybe the only time it's harder to scrounge up fishing reports is when we have those deep freeze situations in wintertime. But, you know, only thing you can rely on is past experience, and you've got a lot of it. Tell us what some of the tips would be for going out after a storm, some of the things you would try to find the fish, since you don't have any intel for several days to operate on.
Well, we always want to start out with the holy trinity of fishing. We want to find clean water that's moving and bait fish or life in the area. And we used to say shrimp, but if you think about if there's life in the area, at least it tells you it's good quality water. You're not finding some of that dead water that you were speaking about earlier. So if you see needlefish or cockahoe minnows or mullet, any of those types of fish in the water, at least you know you're in some good quality water. Popping cork is a great search bait. You're fishing a really large area. Current lines are going to be good areas to fish. As we know, fish will go to deep water during bad weather situations. So I would certainly start in deep water and then move shallower, or obviously, if you find fish in deep water, then there's no need to move. Continue fishing the deeper water. So that would be my start. You know, deep water being 8 to 10 feet or more, you could use your popping cork, say, 4 to 5 feet down, figure out where those fish are. And if they haven't moved up as of yet, but I would assume they would, you know, you could fish the bottom because they'll certainly get on the bottom as well. Shrimp like to be on the bottom during daylight hours. Shrimp more travel at nighttime and get close to the surface. So during the day, the fish will be more on the bottom where the shrimp are if they're feeding on shrimp. Pogies will be a likely seeing schools of pogies moved around by the storm as well. So it's kind of a free-for-all. It's kind of like Robbie Campo said, a reset button. So you'll have to sort of start from scratch, but follow those general guidelines, you know, the clean moving water, current lines, and start out close to deep water and work your way from there. I would certainly see today as being successful and going forward as we get closer to fall, fishing will just get better and better.
Mike, I had a couple of people asking, how do these storms affect the trout transition? You know, that period of time when they start moving from the outer bays into the interior marshes. Do you find that this accelerates the transition or has no impact on it?
Well, I would say it has no impact, but I would also say the main thing that trout are going to be looking for while they're spawning is that higher salinity water. So if the higher salinity water is closer to us, then the trout may simply be closer to us, but it's still finding the higher salinity water to continue spawning for as much longer as it's going to spawn. So the trout didn't change, but where it might spawn could change since the higher salinity water is a little closer to us.
So, Mike, do you have some trips you got to make up that were canceled? And how are the bookings going if somebody wants to get in the next couple of weeks? We're anticipating this little boom in the fishing.
Yeah, you always have sort of a shuffling of the deck when you have these hurricanes. Fortunately, you know, customers, many, many years been fishing with these customers, and they sort of know the routine. So you send out text messages and emails with a list of dates that you have available and where you can move things around, and you go from there. Fortunately, like I said earlier, got several captains that work with me, and we can generally get people taken care of as long as, you know, we get enough notice. We can certainly move things around and do what we can to accommodate you.
Very good. You can find him at DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. That's my website. His site, which is AAofLA.com. That's easy to remember. And give them that telephone number, Mike, if they want to give you a call and discuss some of the particulars of booking a trip.
Very simple, Don. That number is 985-781-7811.
All right. Hope it gets the ring in, and we'll talk to you next week, my friend.
Sounds good, Don. We'll talk to you then.
All righty. Coming up next, it's Eric Mohabarak, Louisiana Kayak Company, with some paddling information. If you're a kayak or canoe fisherman, he's got info for you. Following tropical storm and hurricane, depending on where you are, Francine. We're back with Eric after this on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. Now, they've been tough to get this week because there hadn't been any fishermen out because of the passing of Hurricane Francine, but that will change as fishing certainly improves following these storms. And joining us to talk about fishing from a kayak is Eric Mohabarak of Louisiana Kayak Company. And Eric, I know besides being a good fisherman, you like to look good. And I understand Massey's has some really good deals on some clothing, typical clothing for the paddler.
Yeah, Don, and they also got the big sale going on with some of their clothing items, the kayaks. They just got a big shipment of that Patagonia and Johnny O clothes. I'm not familiar with the Johnny O clothes. I'm going to have to go check that out, see if they got fat boy sizes.
I'm sure they got one that'll fit you. And the kayaks, what, 20 to 40% off on just about anything they've got?
Yes, I believe it's every kayak in the place is, well, anyway, let's say the 2024 models, you know, from last year are definitely 20 to 40% because I know they're getting a big shipments in and the new kayaks, which you can also put on hold. So when a delivery comes in, you got the new boat. But yeah, they got some great deals. They got a couple demos still left that they're getting rid of. Some from the North Shore store, some from the South Shore. Just give them a call over there. Talk to Matt or Val on the North Shore. They'll be glad to help you out in any way. You know, it's a great store. Go take a look at it.
Three stores, Mid-City New Orleans, Baton Rouge, and also the North Shore in Covington. You know, as we mentioned, fishing reports are hard to come by, and I imagine everybody's going to be doing some scouting for the Redfish Rumble. That's coming up 2 weeks from today, St. Bernard and Plaquemines Parish. How is that one set up? How does that work?
It's a five-fish aggregate, catch photo release, the longest length wins. So that's the way it works. I believe it's all artificial also. Should be a good tournament there, a lot of good fishing, you know, especially with this high water being pushed in. And like you said, all those stallmen is coming out and everything. The redfish just get fat. So you ought to see some, well, it's measurements, but some nice weights on some redfish would be good. Some 8-pound fish, you know, will be around. But I love these storms that come in. That doesn't hurt a lot of, I don't even know how to say that correctly, but anyway, for fishing wise, you know, it's kind of like flushes the marsh out and cleans it up and gets things happening. It's not good for the duck hunters. I understand that because of saltwater intrusion and stuff. But as far as the fishing goes, I think a hurricane actually helps, or a storm, tropical storm actually helps the marsh out.
Yeah, the only negative is sometimes the freshwater areas can get an overturning of the lake water and an oxygenation problem, and it can cause some fish kills. But saltwater-wise, these storms have been going on as long as man's been around, maybe even before that, so it's part of Mother Nature. Eric, falling tide. Now, that's going to be following the Redfish Rumble in October. What's the story on falling tide tournament by the Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club?
Man, I can't remember the date. I believe it's the 22nd or the 26th. I'm not sure offhand. I'll have to check with that. Maybe Brendan can tell us next week. That's going to be a Hobie World qualifier, actually. And that's with the Fallen Tide. It's always been a slam tournament, a redfish, speckled trout, and a flounder. Of course, they'll have their individual prizes for the biggest fish. And this one you keep your fish at. And if you win first place, this puts you in a position to have an opportunity to go to Hobie Worlds. It goes to another tournament that you fish, and then they're going to pick out certain numbers of people to go to the Hobie Worlds on this thing. So it should be a great tournament. Fallen Tide is our oldest tournament, and it's one of the best tournaments there is. It is held right down there in Plaquemines Parish, right down there at Mitch's Place. Mitch's Place is beautiful for the tournament. They do an excellent job. If you want, get down there, check it out, or just come hang out. It's a great time to see what goes on the inside of the kayaking world.
Yep, it's called Fallen Tide. All right, Eric, the kayaks of Louisiana Kayak Company pointed towards the fish and ready to roll?
Ready to roll. I got full loaded up going there tomorrow. We ready to get on it. We're going to go get them fish. We're going by whatever bites tomorrow. So we're going to go out there and check it out. And I know we'll get some redfish for sure, but we're going to try and get us a few trout along the way. So we're kind of excited about that. Fishing should be kicking off real good. I'm really looking forward to it. And, you know, the trout bite hadn't really stopped in Plaquemines. I'm not saying it's like the wintertime, but it's been good for the whole summer.
Yeah, that's good news. All right, Brendan, again, if they want to get a hold of you, find you on Facebook, Louisiana Kayak Company, and the telephone number to call, because you got everything they need. You got the kayaks, you got the rods, the reels, the bait, the nets, everything.
Yeah, everything. The life preserver is the most important thing to have before you load anything else. You can just get in touch with me on Don Dubuque, the Outdoors Guy, or Facebook and Instagram. It's Louisiana Kayak Company. Or just call or text me at 504-313-8292, Don.
Got the number. Thank you, Eric. We'll talk to you next time, my friend.
All right, buddy. Have a good time up there dove hunting. Kill me a few.
Yeah, maybe we'll have a little bit of dove cordon bleu. That's my latest recipe I'm working on. All right, we come back after this. It's Bad Boys of the Outdoors time. We got three guys from Mississippi, came over to Louisiana, but they came just a little too early for the alligator season. Now they're going to pay the price. Their story's next on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. All right, catching you up on a couple of our text messages coming in. We got the backstrap stacker checking in with us from Mobile. He's thankful nobody lost their life during Francine, and that's accurate. I haven't heard of one death attributed to the storm, although, you know, sometimes there's more deaths that occur following the storm from chainsaw accidents, generator accidents, than during the actual passing of the storm. So hopefully we can continue that. And we got this one in. Good morning. Fishing is great in Lake Catherine. That's another one of those areas where a lot of bait has been pushed in from the advent of the storm. All right, we come back after this. It's Bad Boys of the Outdoors time. Three guys from Mississippi got in some trouble in Louisiana. Their story is next right after we pause 10 seconds for our local stations to tell you who they are and where they are along the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries Enforcement Agents Sergeant Josh Harris, Sergeant Clint Branton, Agent Caleb Kennedy, Agent Molly Ann Moore, Agent Ernest Reynolds, and Sergeant Michael Garrity participated in a case where they cited three Mississippi men for alleged alligator hunting violations on August 31st when the men were observed killing an 11-foot gator on Yucatan Lake 4 days before the opening of the season in Tensaw and Madison Parishes. If convicted, facing criminal and restitution fines of up to $1,325 and 120 days in jail, our 57-year-old Ronald Smith, and 40-year-old Cody Wallace, both of Brookhaven, Mississippi, and 28-year-old Austin Smith of JS, Mississippi, are bad boys of the outdoors. Yeah, you got to pay attention to the dates, and I don't know, that seems a little bit light, but maybe not. All right, coming up after this next break, we're going to talk about the opening of the Louisiana teal season. It opens up this morning at 30 minutes before sunrise in your area. Teal reports have been kind of sketchy up until this point. I really don't know what the storm is going to do to the migration. We don't know what this little frontal system that's got a little bit of cooler weather out there this morning is going to do, so we'll try to find out. We're going to talk to Captain Ryan Lambert, our plastic man. He's over in Plaquemines Parish, and hopefully they'll be heading out to the duck blind if their plans have not been changed by the storm. And then we're going to talk to Kirk Stansel. He's on the opposite end of the state over there in the Hackberry area. And he told me he definitely would be in the blind. They probably won't be getting any shooting in because it'll be very close to that first light when they'll get to pull the trigger on the teal. Teal are the only birds that are open for taking right now. Blue wing, green wing, and if you're lucky enough, maybe a cinnamon teal. The cinnamon teal are very rare on this part of the flyway. Most common that you see this time of the year is going to be those blue wings. They fly in pretty good sized flocks. They're very quick turning and twisting. They don't give you a lot of circle, 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 and drop in like some of the bigger ducks do. They're some of the smallest birds out there, but they're some of the tastiest. And then as you get a little bit more into the season, the blue wings still keep coming. It's probably one of Louisiana's most common ducks. Then the green wings, their little cousins start joining them, and you get a combination of green wing and blue wing teal. The bag limit is 6, and I want to remind you, if you're planning on doing some teal season, it's open for the next 3 weekend, this weekend and 2 more. You've got to make sure you got your basic license. You have to have a state waterfowl stamp, an HIP, which is a free harvest information permit, and a federal duck stamp. And I picked up my federal duck stamp last week, and this year's stamp is a depiction of a pintail, and it's done by artist Chuck Black. And it's not really what you'd call a Mississippi flyway setting. There's a mountain with some snow in the background. And it's a beautiful rendition of the color scheme on the bird. He's sitting on the water. He's not in flight. But if you're looking at your duck stamp, does it look a little weird to you? Does it look like it has just this huge head and neck and then a body that's too small to fit it? And I'm sure that's because of the angle it's supposed to give, but maybe it was intentional to bring out the beautiful blue bill and the white stripe on the neck. And it doesn't have what I would call a real long sprig tail that you like to see on a big male drake pintail. Anyway, I just think the depiction looks a little weird. Color scheme, I think, is phenomenal, but the proportions of the head and neck to the rest of the body looks a little goofy. I don't know. What do you think? 504-260-1870. We're back with Captain Ryan Lambert, Cajun Fishing Adventures, next on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. No, is it a bird? Is it a plane? No, it is the Man of Steel. We transform the plastic man to a man of steel this time of year because it is open teal season. And, Ryan, did you guys make it out to the blind yet?
Oh, yeah, we in it. We sitting in it. Just fighting the battles of opening day.
I know what you're talking about. Any sightings or shootings yet?
Yeah, there's a few birds around. Yesterday they had a bunch on the southeast. The northeast didn't have a great deal of birds. But we got a northwest wind today, so hopefully they'll push some more in. They had places. There's one right there. Watch that guy. We got a few birds flying around, but there's so many people.
Yeah.
I pulled up in one of my ponds yesterday. Had 26 people in it.
Wow. Oh, man. Yeah, it takes a full-time enforcement officer to keep the trespassers out. Last year when you and I were teal hunting, man, it was strange because there were so many wood ducks. Are you seeing a lot of wood ducks this year?
The northeast is covered with them again. You don't have to kill him if you don't want.
All right, let's find out what happened there. Let's go back to the replay here.
We had a little blue wing come on the front side of the boat and had a two shot behind the bird. They were shooting him where they boot, not where they toot.
They were shooting him where he was, not where he's going. Bird came
in? Got to lead these babies. Yeah, one single.
Yes, indeed.
I've had two singles come to me so far. And there's a few flocks right yesterday on one area that was just loaded with birds, but I could not. There was a few. So I just got out of that and came over here to another blind. So I hear a couple of my boys shooting, though.
Yeah. How fired up is Kenley this morning?
Oh, Carly's the one. Oh, both of them. They've been going crazy all day. You know, with all the camouflage around and the building blinds, and oh, my gosh, they are wound up. I got the collar on Kenley just to unwind her a little bit, but she's doing good. She's real birdie. She really likes to sit out and watch the birds. Anything that flies by, she sits out there and looks. Kenley's not like that. Kenley watches me, and when I make a move, then she knows where the bird is. But I'd much rather Carly when it comes to that, because she's going to be crack attack. She's a little lightning bolt, too. So that's part of the hunt. That's a major part of it is the dog, so.
Yeah. It's funny how they both have different tactics, you know. One watching birds and one watching you. Both things work, but different. And there's the typical teal call, that high-pitched, fast staccato repetition. Get those teal birds.
That's a blue wing, and then a green wing goes. So there's two different ones for two different teal, but we don't see very, very few green wings this time of year. Maybe not even 1%.
Yeah, they'll be in later. You know, it's a shame that duck season opens with teal, which are some of the hardest birds to hit because they are so fast and erratic.
Oh, yeah. Well, I've been dove hunting, so I'm good to go. The customers have a hard time because they really got to get in front of them. And that's a 5-foot lead when they're coming like that. Here comes the model ducks right now.
How you seeing many model ducks?
Yep, plenty of model ducks. Plenty of model ducks, plenty of. Plenty of wood ducks around.
You know,
the lease is just covered with wood ducks and model ducks.
Yeah, hopefully we can get the Mexican Whistler season included. Have you seen many Whistlers around this morning?
I had two of them pass over. And big old flights up high. Yeah, I've seen just two of them came over me a little while ago, two squealers.
Mm-hmm.
So not a lot.
Well, if they add those to the teal season, it might open up a whole new industry. You know, whistling duck decoys, which I'm sure they already have, but also calls.
Yeah.
I don't know of anybody that's got a whistling duck call. Do you?
I do.
That's pretty good.
I've been calling them for about 5 years at my house like crazy and watching them in the yard. So, yeah, I'll be able to get them.
Yeah.
You know, when they come
can
to see
them. Can you imitate it? Maybe on, you know, our boy John Fitzpatrick's 7-1 call? I bet you could reproduce it on there some kind of way if you figured it out.
That's a little higher pitch.
That's excellent. Yeah, a little higher pitched than what they do, but it's close enough. I mean, they're not genius
the smartest tool in the shed. We'll be able to get them with that.
No, yes, you will. Yes, you will.
I know Ms.
Well,
Corn is
give
expert,
us a quick,
she uses corn.
Yeah. Uh-oh. Can you give us a quick fishing report, update on post-storm fishing? What do you expect it to be? Storm minnows are being reported out now?
Yeah, the water's good. The boys all limited out yesterday. A few trout, but they didn't get out on the trout. I think with that west wind, it's going to be difficult for a couple of days to get out on the trout. But literally, they'll be coming in. In two more weeks, they'll be coming inside. So it'll get easier and easier on the trout. There's plenty of reds, plenty of flounders, black drum, sheephead, everything around. The boys are doing good. So
sound like a good recipe.
I'm fishing this morning.
Yeah, sound like a good recipe for the cast and blast. Sound like I hear some shots in the background there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're shooting in the back on the triangle pond. I got birds coming, but they're not passing low enough on this shoot. They got them all shook up right now.
If somebody wants to come down there and hunt teal and do a little fishing after, how's the bookings look for the next couple weeks?
I got some room for teal hunters and some for fishing in September. It's going to be busy, but we got a little bit of room.
I think that full moon is next week. Is the full moon next week or the week after?
So, they have a bunch more birds pushing down.
Yeah, I love those new arrivals, you know?
Oh, yeah, I can't wait. I love them all.
Cajun Fishing Adventures and the telephone. All right, catching you up on a couple of our text messages coming in. We got the backstrap stacker checking in with us from Mobile. He's thankful nobody lost their life during Francine, and that's accurate. I haven't heard of one death attributed to the storm, although, you know, sometimes there's more deaths that occur following the storm from chainsaw accidents, generator accidents, then during the actual passing of the storm. So hopefully we can continue that. And we got this one in. Good morning. Fishing is great in Lake Catherine. That's another one of those areas where a lot of bait has been pushed in from the advent of the storm. All right, we come back after this. It's Bad Boys of the Outdoors time. Three guys from Mississippi got in some trouble in Louisiana. Their story is next, right after we pause 10 seconds for our local stations to tell you who they are and where they are along the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries Enforcement Agent Sergeant Josh Harris, Sergeant Clint Branton, Agent Caleb Kennedy, Agent Molly Ann Moore, Agent Ernest Reynolds, and Sergeant Michael Garrity participated in a case where they cited three Mississippi men for alleged alligator hunting violations on August 31st when the men were observed killing an 11-foot gator on Yucatan Lake 4 days before the opening of the season in Tensaw and Madison Parishes. If convicted, facing criminal and restitution fines of up to $1,325 and 120 days in jail are 57-year-old Ronald Smith and 40-year-old Cody Wallace, both of Brookhaven, Mississippi, and 28-year-old Austin Smith of JS, Mississippi, our bad boys of the outdoors. Yeah, you got to pay attention to the dates, and I don't know, that seems a little bit light, but maybe not. All right, coming up after this next break, we're going to talk about the opening of the Louisiana teal season. It opens up this morning at 30 minutes before sunrise in your area. Teal reports have been kind of sketchy up until this point. I really don't know what the storm is going to do to the migration. We don't know what this little frontal system that's got a little bit of cooler weather out there this morning is going to do, so we'll try to find out. We're going to talk to Captain Ryan Lambert, our plastic man. He's over in Plaquemines Parish, and hopefully they'll be heading out to the duck blind if their plans have not been changed by the storm. And then we're going to talk to Kirk Stansel. He's on the opposite end of the state over there in the Hackberry area, and he told me he definitely would be in the blind. They probably won't be getting any shooting in because it'll be very close to that first light when they'll get to pull the trigger on the teal. Teal are the only birds that are open for taking right now. Blue wing, green wing, and if you're lucky enough, maybe a cinnamon teal. The cinnamon teal are very rare on this part of the flyway. Most common that you see this time of the year is going to be those blue wings. They are flying in pretty good sized flocks. They're very quick turning and twisting. They don't give you a lot of circle, 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 and drop in like some of the bigger ducks do. They're some of the smallest birds out there, but they're some of the tastiest. And then as you get a little bit more into the season, the blue wings still keep coming. It's probably one of Louisiana's most common ducks. Then the green wings, their little cousins start joining them, and you get a combination of green wing and blue wing teal. The bag limit is 6, and I want to remind you, if you're planning on doing some teal season, it's open for the next this weekend and two more. You've got to make sure you got your basic license. You have to have a state waterfowl stamp, an HIP, which is a free harvest information permit, and a federal duck stamp. And I picked up my federal duck stamp last week, and this year's stamp is a depiction of a pintail, and it's done by artist Chuck Black. And it's not really what you'd call a Mississippi flyway setting. There's a mountain with some snow in the background. And it's a beautiful rendition of the color scheme on the bird. He's sitting on the water. He's not in flight. But if you're looking at your duck stamp, does it look a little weird to you? Does it look like it has just this huge head and neck and then a body that's too small to fit it? And I'm sure that's because of the angle it's supposed to give, but Maybe it was intentional to bring out the beautiful blue bill and the white stripe on the neck. And it doesn't have what I would call a real long sprig tail that you like to see on a big male drake pintail. Anyway, I just think the depiction looks a little weird. Color scheme, I think, is phenomenal, but the proportions of the head and neck to the rest of the body looks a little goofy. I don't know. What do you think? 504-260-1870. We're back with Captain Ryan Lambert, Cajun Fishing Adventures, next on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. No, is it a bird? Is it a plane? No, it is the Man of Steel. We transform the plastic man to a man of steel this time of year because it is open teal season. And, Ryan, did you guys make it out to the blind yet?
Oh, yeah, we in it. We sitting in it. Just fighting the battles of opening day.
I know what you're talking about. Any sightings or shootings yet?
One sec. Yeah, there's a few birds around. Yesterday they had a bunch on the south lease. The north lease didn't have a great deal of birds. But we got a northwest wind today, so hopefully they'll push some more in. They had places. There's one right there. Watch that guy. We got a few birds flying around, but there's so many people.
Yeah.
I pulled up in one of my ponds yesterday, had 26 people in it.
Wow. Oh, man. Yeah, it takes a full-time enforcement officer to keep the trespassers out. Last year when you and I were teal hunting, man, it was strange because there were so many wood ducks. Are you seeing a lot of wood ducks this year?
The north lease is covered with them again. Kitty, get out, Kitty. You'll have to kill him if you don't want.
All right, let's find out what happened there. Let's go back to the replay here.
We had a little blue wing come on the front side of the boat and had a two shot behind the bird. They were shooting him where they boot, not where they toot.
They were shooting him where he was, not where he's going. Single
right.
Bird came
we
in?
Gotta leave these babies. Yeah, one single.
Yes, indeed.
I've had two singles come to me so far. And there's a few flocks right yesterday on one area that was just loaded with birds, but I could not. There was a big flock. So I just got out of that and came over here to another blind. So I hear a couple of my boys shooting, though.
Yeah. How fired up is Kenley this morning?
Oh, Carly's the one. Oh, Kenley. Well, both of them. They've been going crazy all day. With all the camouflage around and the building blinds. And, oh, my gosh, they are wound up. Mm-hmm. I got the collar on Kenley just to unwind her a little bit, but she's doing good. She's real birdie. She really likes to sit out and watch the birds. Anything that flies by, she sits out there and looks. Kenley's not like that. Kenley watches me, and when I make a move, then she knows where the bird is. But I'd much rather Carly when it comes to that, because she's going to be crack attack. She's a little lightning bolt, too. So yes. That's part of the hunt. That's a major part of it is the dog, so.
Yeah. It's funny how they both have different tactics, you know, one watching birds and one watching you. Both things work, but different. And there's the typical teal call, that high-pitched, fast staccato repetition.
Those teal birds. That's a blue wing, and then a green wing goes. So there's two different ones for two different teal, but we don't see very, very few green wings this time of year. Maybe not even 1%.
Yeah, they'll be in later. You know, it's a shame that duck season opens with teal, which is some of the hardest birds to hit because they are so fast and erratic.
Oh, yeah. Well, I've been dove hunting, so I'm good to go. The customers have a hard time because they really got to get in front of them. And that's a 5-foot lead when they're coming like that. Here comes some model ducks right now.
Yeah. How you seeing many model ducks?
Yep, plenty of model ducks. Plenty of model ducks, plenty of wood ducks around.
You know,
the lease is just covered with wood ducks and model ducks.
Yeah, hopefully we can get the Mexican whistler season included. Have you seen many whistlers around this morning?
I had two of them pass over. And big old flights up high. Yeah, I've seen just two of them came over me a little while ago, two squealers.
Mm-hmm.
So not a lot.
Well, if if they add those to the teal season, it might open up a whole new industry. You know, whistling duck decoys, which I'm sure they already have, but also calls. Yeah. I don't know of anybody that's got a whistling duck call. Do you?
I do.
That's pretty good.
I've been calling them for about 5 years at my house like crazy and watching them in the yard. So, yeah, I'll be able to get them.
Yeah.
You know, when they come
to
see them.
Can you imitate it? Maybe on, our boy John Fitzpatrick's 7-1 call? I bet you could reproduce it on there some kind of way if you figured it out.
That's a little higher pitch.
That's excellent. Yeah, a little higher pitched than what they do, but it's close enough. I mean, they're not genius
birds. They're not the smartest tool in the shed. We'll be able to get them with that.
No, yes, you will. Yes, you will.
I know Miss
well,
Farmer's
give
expert,
us a quick,
but she uses corn.
Yeah. Uh-oh. Can you give us a quick fishing report, update on post-storm fishing? What do you expect it to be? Storm minnows are being reported out now?
Yeah, the water's good. The boys all limited out yesterday. A few trout, but they didn't get out on the trout. I think with that west wind, it's going to be difficult for a couple of days to get out on the trout. But literally, they'll be coming in. In 2 more weeks, they'll be coming inside. So it'll get easier and easier on the trout. There's plenty of reds, plenty of flounders, black drum, sheephead, everything around. The boys are doing good. So
sound like a good recipe.
I'm fishing this morning.
Yeah, sound like a good recipe for the cast and blast. Sound like I hear some shots in the background there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're shooting in the back on the triangle pond. I got birds coming, but they're not paying for low enough on this shoot. They got them all shook up right now.
If somebody wants to come down there and hunt teal and do a little fishing after, how's the bookings look for the next couple of weeks?
I got some room for teal hunters and some for fishing in September. It's going to be busy, but we got a little bit of room.
I think that full moon is next week. Is the full moon next week?
And
the week after.
So we ought to have a bunch more birds pushing down.
Yeah, I love those new arrivals, you know?
Oh, yeah, I can't wait. I love them all.
Cajun Fishing Adventures, and the telephone number is
504-559-5111. We'll make it happen for them.
You know, I tell people it's worth the trip just to watch you hunt ducks, call ducks, shoot, and talk on a cell phone all at the same time.
You got to be a multitasker in this business.
Yeah, you're one of the best at it. All right, good luck on the rest of the day. We'll catch up with you next week again.
All right, we'll see you, buddy.
All right, there he goes, Captain Ryan Lambert, Cajun Fishing and Hunting Adventures. All right, coming up next, we head to the opposite side of the state, get a teal blind report with Captain Kirk Stansel. They were under the gun at first. The initial forecast for the path of Francine was Lake Charles, then Lafayette, then Terrebonne, and eventually ended up over Lake Pontchartrain. Moved east the whole time. So they pretty much were unscathed. We'll find out what the teal situation and the fall fishing looks like at Hackberry Rod and Gun next on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And we'll get to Captain Kirk out west just a second, but I just got confirmation that the Acadiana Youth Hunter Education Club's 20-year anniversary hunting and fishing banquet is on for tonight. There was a little question of whether it was going to go with the storm. It's at the Bayou Bend Conference Center on Northwest Boulevard in Franklin, and there will be tickets sold at the door, which opens at 5 p.m. All right, let's head on out to Hackberry Rod and Gun and talk to Captain Kirk, who is in the blind. And, Kirk, this is where you are right now is kind of my favorite time, right? When you got the decoys out and you're drinking that last cup of coffee before the legal shooting hour arrives, and you're looking at some ducks maybe flying overhead early. Set the scene for me over there. You're just a couple minutes away from legal shooting time, aren't you?
Actually, I must not have my glasses on when I read that yesterday. We've had legal shooting time for about 15 minutes now, but
really?
20 minutes. Yeah, and we have two, and we just, while I was talking to you, I was looking at the phone, and we just had one buzz. We missed him. Didn't get a shot at him. It would have been fun.
Well, he saw you.
But look,
he saw you looking at the phone.
In. You saw? Okay. That's right. You know, me and we had three come in. Me and Aaron Stevens got ours, and Paul Desertel missed his.
Well, it sounds like y'all not having any fun at all out there this morning, are you?
We always have fun down here. That's what it's all about. Have fun.
You know, as steel mornings go, you got a pretty one out there, don't you?
It's a beautiful morning. It's warm. It's humid. You know, of course, you know, you expect that. Not much wind. And, you know, we hunt the marsh down here. We're in Johnson's Bayou. And mm-hmm. a lot of times I've seen happening in this marsh a lot is you don't get the early birds, especially with this water as high as it is now. But about 8 o'clock, they'll start, you know, they've been banging them in the rice fields and they start showing up down here. And I've seen it happen too many times. And I'm confident we're going to shoot a bunch of ducks here.
Yeah, you can't leave too soon. How much tidal surge did you guys get from Francine? You know, y'all were ground zero when the first forecast came out, and then it kept moving east and east and east and finally away.
Yeah, it kept moving east. We were. We probably got a foot and a half tidal surge. It wasn't much at all, Don. I mean, you know, we took everything, you know, because it looked like it was coming right to us or close enough to us where we moved everything from the downstairs rooms upstairs and, you know, it was a practice drill, and I'm glad.
Yeah, it was only for practice, and that's it worthwhile. So how's the fishing been? Have y'all managed to fish yesterday or day before?
We did. We only had two boats go out yesterday, but they caught their redfish, no problem, and a handful of trout. Now, what day was it? Tuesday, we had some boats go out, and they did pretty good on the trout and some nice trout, some 15 to 18 inches. And, you know, right ahead of that front, the water's beautiful. I mean, that storm pumped in a bunch of water here, and it's really, really pretty. So a lot of bait, a lot of shrimp left. So the birds should start working here. They should start schooling up here pretty quick.
Well, that's great. It looks like you're on a good teal season, and you got the fall fishing moving in. Things are going good. HackberryRodAndGun.com. You got to spell out the word "and." I've learned that over the last few years. Give them that telephone number, Kirk, if they want to give you a call.
Okay. For guys out of the area, it's 888-762-3391. And look, go to our website. Go to Hackberry Rod and Gun, and we got those live webcams where you can see what we're bringing in from top.
And don't call Kirk when he's in the blind, because those teal watch him when he's looking at his phone and they sneak in.
That's right. But we haven't seen one since that one, but we've got a couple here. We're not skunked, and I'm looking forward to more showing up.
Well, very good. We'll check back with you the next couple weeks and find out how the season's been going. In the meantime, stay safe, and we'll catch up with you then.
All right. Thank you, Don. You got a great show. Appreciate talking to you.
Thank you so much. Kirk Stansel, one of the Stansel brothers out at Hackberry Rod and Gun, one of the finest facilities in South Louisiana. All right, that's going to wrap it up for us. Here from our St. Hubert's Cathedral Annex in Baldwin County, Alabama. I'm headed for the Dove Field up at Little River Forest area. We'll be doing that a little on later this afternoon. Then next week, we continue with the roadshow. We'll be at our Franklin, Texas Annex broadcast studio. More dove hunting and a few other things on the list. Stay safe. I hope you do a full recovery. If you've got no power, hopefully it'll be restored soon. Get out there and fish and hunt and come back and join us next week on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. No, is it a bird? Is it a plane? No, it is the Man of Steel. We transformed the plastic man to a man of steel this time of year because it is open teal season. And, Ryan, did you guys make it out to the blind yet?
Oh, yeah, we in it. We sitting in it. Just fighting the battles of opening day.
I know what you're talking about. Any sightings or shootings yet?
One sec. Yeah, there's a few birds around. Yesterday they had a bunch on the southeast. The northeast didn't have a great deal of birds. But we got a northwest wind today, so hopefully they'll push some more in. They had places. There's one right there. Watch that guy. We got a few birds flying around, but there's so many people.
Yeah.
I pull up one of my ponds yesterday had 26 people in it.
Wow. Oh, man. Yeah, it takes a full-time enforcement officer to keep the trespassers out. You know, last year when you and I were teal hunting, man, it was strange because there were so many wood ducks. Are you seeing a lot of wood ducks this year?
The northeast is covered with them again. Get out. you'll have to kill him if you don't want.
let's find out what happened there. Let's go back to the replay here.
We had a little blue wing come on the front side of the boat and had a two shot behind the bird. They were shooting him where they pooped, not where they tooped.
They were shooting him where he was, not where he's going. Single
right.
Bird came
we
in?
Got to lead these babies. Yeah, one single.
Yes, indeed.
I've had two singles come to me so far. And there's a few flocks right yesterday on one area that was just loaded with birds, but I could not. There was a few flocks. So I just got out of that and came over here to another blind. So I hear a couple of my boys shooting, though.
Yeah. How fired up is Kenley this morning?
Oh, Carly's the one. Oh, Ken, well, both of them. They've been going crazy all day. You know, with all the camouflage around and the building blinds, and oh, my gosh, they are wound up. Mm-hmm. I got the collar on Kenley just to unwind her a little bit, but she's doing good. She's real birdy. She really likes to sit out and watch the birds. Anything that flies by, she sits out there and looks. Kenley's not like that. Kenley watches me, and when I make a move, then she knows where the bird is. But I'd much rather Carly when it comes to that, because she's going to be crack-a-jack. She's a little lightning bolt, too. So that's part of the hunt. That's a major part of it is the dog, so...
Yeah. It's funny how they both have different tactics, you know, one watching birds and one watching you. Both things work, but different. And there's the typical teal call, that high-pitched, fast staccato repetition. Those teal birds.
That's a blue wing, and then a green wing goes. So there's two different ones for two different teal, but we don't see very, very few green wings this time of year. Maybe not even 1%.
Yeah, they'll be in later. You know, it's a shame that duck season opens with teal, which are some of the hardest birds to hit because they are so fast and erratic.
Oh, yeah. Well, I've been dove hunting, so I'm good to go. The customers have a hard time because they really got to get in front of them. You know, that's a five-foot lead when they're coming like that. Here comes some model ducks right now.
Yeah. How you seeing many model ducks?
Yep, plenty of model ducks. Plenty of model ducks, plenty of wood ducks around.
You know,
the lease is just covered with wood ducks and model ducks.
Yeah, hopefully we can get the Mexican whistler season included. Have you seen many whistlers around this morning?
I had two of them pass over. And big old flights up high. Yeah, I've seen just two of them came over me a little while ago, two squealers.
Mm-hmm.
So not a lot.
Well, if they add those to the teal season, it might open up a whole new industry. You know, whistling duck decoys, which I'm sure they already have, but also the calls.
Yeah.
I don't know of anybody that's got a whistling duck call. Do you?
I do.
That's pretty good.
I've been calling them for about 5 years at my house like crazy and watching them in the yard. So, yeah, I'll be able to get them.
Yeah.
You know, when they come
can
to see
you,
them.
Can you imitate it? Maybe on, you know, our boy John Fitzpatrick's 7-1 call. I bet you could reproduce it on there some kind of way if you figured it out.
That's a little higher pitch.
That's excellent. Yeah, a little higher pitched than what they do, but it's close enough. I mean, they're not
genius the smartest tool in the shed. We'll be able to get them with that.
No, yes, you will. Yes, you will.
I know Miss Carmen
is expert,
she uses corn.
Yeah. Uh-oh. Can you give us a quick fishing report, update on post-storm fishing? What do you expect it to be? Storm minnows are being reported
good.
Out now?
Yeah, the water's good. The boys all limited out yesterday. A few trout, but they didn't get out on the trout. I think with that west wind, it's going to be difficult for a couple of days to get out on the trout. But literally, they'll be coming in. In two more weeks, they'll be coming inside. So it'll get easier and easier on the trout. There's plenty of reds, plenty of flounders, black drum, sheephead, everything around. The boys are doing good. So
sound like a good recipe.
Some of them fishing this morning.
Yeah, sound like a good recipe for the cast and blast. Sound like I hear some shots in the background there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're shooting in the back on the triangle pond. I got birds coming. They're not passing low enough on this shoot. They got them all shook up right now.
If somebody wants to come down there and hunt teal and do a little fishing after, how's the bookings look for the next couple weeks?
I got some room for teal hunters and some for fishing in September. It's going to be busy, but we got a little bit of room.
Yeah, we got. I think that full moon is next week. Is the full moon next week or week after?
So we ought to have a bunch more birds pushing down.
Yeah, I love those new arrivals. You know.
Oh yeah, I can't wait. I just love them all.
Right
here, nope.
Cajun Fishing Adventures, and the telephone number is
504-559-5111. Let me get out and call.
You know, I tell people it's worth the trip just to watch you hunt ducks, call ducks, shoot, and talk on a cell phone all at the same time.
You gotta be a multitasker in this business.
Now you're one of the best at it. All right, good luck on the rest of the day. We'll catch up with you next week again.
All right, we'll see you, buddy.
All right, there he goes, Captain Ryan Lambert, Cajun Fishing and Hunting Adventures. All right, coming up next, we head to the opposite side of the state, get a teal blind report with Captain Kirk Stansel. They were under the gun at first. The initial forecast for the path of Francine was Lake Charles, then Lafayette, then Terrebonne, and eventually ended up over Lake Pontchartrain. Moved east the whole time. So they pretty much were unscathed. We'll find out what the teal situation and the fall fishing looks like at Hackberry Rod and Gun next on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And we'll get to Captain Kirk out west just a second, but I just got confirmation that the Acadiana Youth Hunter Education Club's 20-year anniversary hunting and fishing banquet is on for tonight. There was a little question of whether it was going to go with the storm. It's at the Bayou Bend Conference Center on Northwest Boulevard in Franklin, and there will be tickets sold at the door, which opens at 5 p.m. All right, let's head on out to Hackberry Rod and Gun and talk to Captain Kirk, who is in the blind. And, Kirk, this is where you are right now is kind of my favorite time, right? When you got the decoys out and you're drinking that last cup of coffee before the leave. Legal shooting hour arrives, and you're looking at some ducks maybe flying overhead early. Set the scene for me over there. You're just a couple minutes away from legal shooting time, aren't you?
Actually, I must not have my glasses on when I read that yesterday. We've had legal shooting time for about 15 minutes now, but
really?
20 minutes. Yeah, and we have two, and we just, while I was talking to you, I was looking at the phone, and we just had one buzz. We missed him. Didn't get a shot at him. It would have been fun.
No, he saw you. He saw you.
But look,
he saw you looking at the phone.
In. You saw? Okay. That's right. You know, me and we had three come in. Me and Aaron Stevens got ours, and Paul Desertel missed his.
Well, it sounds like y'all not having any fun at all out there this morning, are you?
We always have fun down here. That's what it's all about.
You know, as teal mornings go, you got a pretty one out there, don't you?
It's a beautiful morning. It's warm. It's humid. You know, of course, you know, you expect that. Not much wind. And, you know, we hunt the marsh down here. We're in Johnson's Bayou. And a lot of times I've seen it happening in this marsh a lot. Is you don't get the early birds, especially with this water as high as it is now. But about 8 o'clock, they'll start, you know, they've been banging them in the rice fields, and they start showing up down here. And I've seen it happen too many times. So I'm confident we're going to shoot a bunch of ducks here.
Yeah, you can't leave too soon. How much tidal surge did you guys get from Francine? You know, y'all were ground zero when the first forecast came out, and then it kept moving east and east and east and finally away.
Yeah,
from
it kept moving east. We were. We probably got a foot and a half tidal surge. It wasn't much at all. Don, I mean, you know, we took everything, you know, because it looked like it was coming right to us or close enough to us where we moved everything from the downstairs rooms upstairs. And, you know, it was a practice drill, and I'm glad.
Yeah, that was only for practice, and that makes
that's
it
right.
Worthwhile. So how's the fishing been? Have y'all managed to fish yesterday or day before?
We did. We only had two boats go out yesterday, but they caught their redfish, no problem. And a handful of trout. Now, what day was it? Tuesday, we had some boats go out, and they did pretty good on the trout and some nice trout, some, you know, some 15 to 18 inches. And, you know, right ahead of that front, the water's beautiful. I mean, that storm pumped in a bunch of water here, and it's really, really pretty. So and a lot of bait, a lot of shrimp left, so the birds should start working here. They should start schooling up here pretty quick.
Well, that's great. It looks like you're on a good teal season, and you got the fall fishing moving in. Things are going good. HackberryRodAndGun.com. You got to spell out the word "and." I've learned that over the last few years. Give them that telephone number, Kirk, if they want to give you a call.
Okay. For guys out of the area, it's 888-762-3391. And look, go to our website, HackberryRodAndGun, and we got those live webcams where you can see what we're bringing in from the dock.
And don't call Kirk when he's in the blind, because those teal watch him when he's looking at his phone and they sneak in.
That's right. But we haven't seen one since that one, but we've got a couple here. We're not skunked, and I'm looking forward for more showing up.
Well, very good. We'll check back with you the next couple of weeks and find out how the season's been going. In the meantime, stay safe, and we'll catch up with you then.
All right. Thank you, Don. You got a great show. Appreciate talking to you.
Thank you so much. Kirk Stansel, one of the Stansel brothers out at Hackberry Rod and Gun, one of the finest facilities in South Louisiana. All right, that's going to wrap it up for us. Here from our St. Hubert's Cathedral Annex in Baldwin County, Alabama. I'm headed for the Dove Field up at Little River Forest area. We'll be doing that a little on later this afternoon. Then next week, we continue with the roadshow. We'll be at our Franklin, Texas Annex broadcast studio. More dove hunting and a few other things on the list. Stay safe. I hope you do a full recovery. If you got no power, hopefully it'll be restored soon. Get out there and fish and hunt, and come back and join us next week on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And we'll get to Captain Kirk out west just a second, but I just got confirmation that the Acadiana Youth Hunter Education Club's 20-year anniversary hunting and fishing banquet is on for tonight. There was a little question of whether it was going to go with the storm. It's at the Bayou Bend Conference Center on Northwest Boulevard in Franklin, and there will be tickets sold at the door, which opens at 5 p.m. All right, let's head on out to Hackberry Rod and Gun and talk to Captain Kirk, who is in the blind. And, Kirk, this is where you are right now is kind of my favorite time, right? When you got the decoys out and you're drinking that last cup of coffee before the legal shooting hour arrives, and you're looking at some ducks maybe flying overhead early. Set the scene for me over there. You're just a couple minutes away from legal shooting time, aren't you?
Actually, I must not have my glasses on when I read that yesterday. We've had legal shooting time for about 15 minutes now, but
really?
20 minutes. Yeah, and we have two, and we just, while I was talking to you, I was looking at the phone, and we just had one buzz. We missed him. Didn't get a shot at him. It would have been fun.
Well, he saw
him.
You. He saw you.
But look,
he saw you looking at the phone.
In. You saw? Okay. That's right. You know, me and we had three come in. Me and Aaron Stevens got ours, and Paul Desertel missed his.
Well, it sounds like y'all not having any fun at all out there this morning, are you?
we always have fun down here. That's what it's all about.
You know, as teal mornings go, you got a pretty one out there, don't you?
It's a beautiful morning. It's warm. It's humid. You know, of course, you know, you expect that. Not much wind. And, you know, we hunt the marsh down here. We're in Johnson's Bayou. And mm-hmm. A lot of times I've seen happening in this marsh a lot is you don't get the early birds, especially with this water as high as it is now. But about 8 o'clock, they'll start, you know, they've been banging them in the rice fields, and they start showing up down here. And I've seen it happen too many times. I'm confident we're going to shoot a bunch of ducks here.
Yep, you can't leave too soon. How much tidal surge did you guys get from Francine? You know, y'all were ground zero when the first forecast came out, and then it kept moving east and east and east and finally away.
Yeah,
from
it kept moving east. We were. We probably got a foot. Foot and a half tidal surge. It wasn't much at all, Don. I mean, you know, we took everything, you know, because it looked like it was coming right to us or close enough to us where we moved everything from the downstairs rooms upstairs, and you know, it was a practice drill, and I'm glad.
Yeah, that was only for practice, and that's it, right. Worthwhile. So, how's the fishing been? Have y'all managed to fish yesterday or day before?
We did. We only had two boats go out yesterday. But they caught their redfish, no problem, and a handful of trout. Now, what day was it? Tuesday, we had some boats go out, and they did pretty good on the trout and some nice trout, some 15 to 18 inches. And, you know, right ahead of that front, the water's beautiful. I mean, that storm pumped in a bunch of water here, And it's really, really pretty. So a lot of bait, a lot of shrimp left. So the birds should start working here. They should start schooling up here pretty quick.
Well, that's great. It looks like you're on a good teal season, and you got the fall fishing moving in. Things are going good. HackberryRodAndGun.com. You got to spell out the word "and." I've learned that over the last few years. Give them that telephone number, Kirk, if they want to give you a call.
Okay. For guys out of the area, it's 888-762-3391. And look, go to our website, Hackberry Rod and Gun, and we got those live webcams where you can see what we're bringing in from top.
And don't call Kirk when he's in the blind, because those teal watch him when he's looking at his phone and they sneak in.
That's right. But we haven't seen one since that one, but we've got a couple here. We're not skunked, and I'm looking forward to more showing up.
Well, very good. We'll check back with you the next couple of weeks and find out how the season's been going. In the meantime, stay safe, and we'll catch up with you then.
All right. Thank you, Don. You got a great show. Appreciate talking to you.
Thank you so much. Kirk Stansel, one of the Stansel brothers out at Hackberry Rod and Gun, one of the finest facilities in South Louisiana. All right, that's going to wrap it up for us. Here from our St. Hubert's Cathedral Annex in Baldwin County, Alabama. I'm headed for the Dove Field up at Little River Forest area. We'll be doing that a little on later this afternoon. Then next week, we continue with the road show. We'll be at our Franklin, Texas Annex broadcast studio. More dove hunting and a few other things on the list. Stay safe. I hope you do a full recovery. If you've got no power, hopefully it'll be restored soon. Get out there and fish and hunt, and come back and join us next week on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.